This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cover the waterfront the next hour, and then we're going to take your calls, other special guests, cover the latest election news right through midnight. But Evan Eichstein listed as a class three terrorist. We'll talk more about that next segment, what that means. He also wants to get to Elon Musk and Twitter. But right now, I wanted you to briefly in this short segment talk about all the demonization, all the attacks. We've experienced more support than ever, more love than ever. I went out for my wife's 44th birthday to a very popular restaurant that liberals go to. I was mobbed by men and women, particularly, I guess people love the villain. Media says the villain. Not trying to brag, but it was a little crazy how many women were literally like I was Elvis Presley. Something's happening. This is not working, David. Are you experiencing what I'm experiencing?
Oh, exactly. And what's happened in the Netherlands is, you know, I was pretty known in the Netherlands, a bit notorious and also very, very popular with a lot of people because of what I've been saying all these decades. But what the media have done and the government has done is just make me one of the most famous people in the Netherlands. In fact, probably the most famous in many ways over the last 2 weeks because it was everywhere. And by the way, while I was everywhere being demonized in the media, not one of those media organizations ever contacted me to ask for a comment. They had all these discussions on their radio and television programs and their newspaper stuff. Not once was I asked for a comment because they want to demonize you. And you've experienced this in the court cases. They want to demonize you, but they don't want you to have a platform to say what you are saying. And they don't want people to hear.
So what are they? Because we're not bragging, we're popular than ever. And it just shows the public's not buying it. What are they going to do with the paradox as they try to silence us? It only makes us bigger. The Streisand effect.
Yeah, well, this is. What's happened in, and I've had many, many messages like this. People in the Netherlands that didn't really know about me or even know of me were say, hold on a minute. What is this guy saying that's getting this massive kind of reaction? What's going on? And they look at what you're saying and they go, oh, my God, I can see why they want to ban him now. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. The more they try to demonize you, the more people are attracted to ask the question, well, what's he saying then? And then they see what you're saying, and more people start to see stuff they wouldn't otherwise have seen. I could have gone into Amsterdam on the weekend. I could have spoken for half an hour in front of a group of people in the square, and I would have gone home. But instead, I've been all over the Netherlands. In fact, all over the world, this story has been covered all over the world. In a way, it's almost like a panic. We've got to silence them, but if we try to do it in this panic, extreme, massively over-the-top way with you and then with me here, then you're going to alert people to see that actually there's something going on. And when then people start to realize that you've been saying that current events were coming for decades, then they start to get even more interested. It's almost, what's that old saying? No publicity is bad publicity. Well, that's in so many ways what we're looking at, because the people who demonize you and attack you and abuse you, they're not going to listen to you anyway. But in doing so, you alert more people who do have a mind of their own, and they start to see stuff they wouldn't have looked at before. So there's many positives to this as well.
Beautifully said, David. Wow. When we come back, we're going to get into that big question I posed before the break about we don't want to kill the dumbed-down masses, but the globalist social Darwinism is if they don't know we're killing them, they deserve it. How do we deal with that paradox? Then you want to talk about Elon Musk. I wanted to get you on about Elon Musk. We've got some big Twitter news with you and Elon Musk. It's all coming up with David Icke. And, David, the best site's DavidIcke.com or Iconic. DavidIcke.com?
Well, really? One's a massive media platform with original news shows and original documentaries, and DavidIcke.com is the hub where all my stuff is on.
All right, David Icke, the icon of human liberty and expanding our awareness, is our guest. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Let everybody know, tune in now.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have coming up after David leaves us massive news of election fraud by the Democrats across the country. Video of it, machines shutting down in the key districts. Democrats saying it'll go for weeks, so much more. But David Icke is target number one right now for the New World Order, listed by the EU as a level three terrorist for calling for peace and an end to war, and banned from entering the continent of Europe for 2 years. And I asked you at the end of the last hour, David, for stations that just joined us and listeners that just tuned in, you were talking about how you've got to be a complete moron to not see the world government, the tyranny, and the deadly shots, and the surveillance, and the control now, and the very fact that these are tyrants we're dealing with, the bad guys. So then doesn't the public going along with it deserve it? But the children don't deserve it, and most of the public's still in a trance. But I saw national polls that the Democrats even did. They're shocked by it. 44% of voters think there's shadow evil cabals are running things. 50-plus percent of Republicans, 37% of Democrats, 40-plus percent of independents. So there's a real awakening happening, but there's still those that are in a trance. It seems there's a splitting apart right now. So how do we deal with the social Darwin idea that those in the public that fail the IQ test and go and take the shot and get sick and die, well, in a way, the globalists are doing us a favor. But that's buying into their mindset. They're trying to dumb everybody down. How do we thread the needle on that concept?
Well, you see, there's a massive parting of the ways, but it doesn't have to be, you know, this group is going that way and that group's going that way. There can be movement from the group that is responsible for what's going on, and they are, to the ones that are awakening to it. Because if you break it down, there's three types of people, and two of them are responsible for this tyranny. Yes, this cult is trying to impose it, but they can't without these two groups. One is that which just believes what they're told without question. So you have the global warming, human-caused climate change believers who are just repeating what they've been told to believe. They don't have a mind of their own. They don't think. They don't question. They don't research. They repeat. And this unquestioning group that just do whatever they're told without thinking or questioning, we saw that classically in COVID, that's what they are. They are repeaters. They haven't got an original thought in their head because they haven't had a thought in their head that someone else hasn't put there. And then you've got another second group also responsible for what's happening and how it's possible. And they do see it. They do see some of it. And they absolutely don't want to do what they're told, but they're terrified of not doing what they're told to do, and so they do it. And these two groups have been responsible for every tyranny in history, because fascism is not brought in by fascists, communism, whatever you want to call it, because there's never enough of them. Fascism and communism is brought in by the public's acquiescence to the communists and the fascists. And these are the two groups that have got us where we are now. Then the third group, which is getting bigger, it is, are those that can see it. They're the real renegades. The ones that can see it, and they're seeing more of it as we move forward, and they're not prepared to cooperate with it. They're not prepared to just believe it without question, and they're not prepared to have their backbone vibrating like a jelly, and therefore do what they really don't want to do because they're frightened of not doing it. This is the renegade group that is the only group that can bring this down, because it's the only group that will act in ways that remove the cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem is human acquiescence in the form of unquestioning obedience and belief, and the other one in fear of not doing what you're told. The only group that can bring this down, or any other tyranny in history, it's the group that's brought down every tyranny in history, those that see it and are not bloody having it. And that's why no matter what they throw at me, throw at you and all the rest of it, we must get stronger as a result of it, not weaker, because as they throw this abuse and this attempt to silence us, they're telling us they're frightened of us, and they're frightened of us because they know their narrative is unsustainable in terms of credibility. They have no narrative that will stand up to public debate. Not the climate changers, not the wokers, not the transgender activists, not the World Economic Forum. It will not stand up to scrutiny and debate. And because they fear that and they know that, they have to stop the debate. And that's what they're doing with this hysterical censorship. The more hysterical the censorship gets, they're just betraying how frightened they are of other forms of information that unravel and destroy what they're trying to get people to believe. At the bottom line of all this, that the stadium in which this is all played out is human perception. That's what they have to control to get billions of people to do what they want. So human perception, authority knows best. I must believe what authority says. A human perception, oh, well, I don't want to do it, but what are the consequences of not doing it? Human perception, I can see it and I'm not bloody having it. And they are the perceptions that we're looking at. And the third one is the only one that can bring this down.
Perfectly said. David Icke, I've got a lot of other questions for you in general, but with just 3 minutes to break, obviously we know the Republican Party isn't perfect. They got a lot of evil people at the top, but there is a populist movement taking it over. Other populist movements in Brazil and Sweden, everywhere else, the system's after it. What do you make of the midterms here and the already evidence is coming out of mounting fraud? What's your gut level view on that?
Well, you're not supposed to say it, but anyway, I couldn't care less. I mean, it's obvious that the last presidential election was stolen. I mean, how you get more votes than for Biden than any other presidential candidate in history, when he's clearly senile and hardly left his bunker for the entire election campaign. I mean, hello. I mean, how much evidence do you need beyond that even? It's ridiculous. And so when you are doing things, and you're pushing an agenda, which actually even a lot of Democrats have started to go, well, hold on a minute, this is a bit extreme now, isn't it? You have to manipulate elections. You have to use fear and all the rest of the techniques that they use, because you're losing the population. The population doesn't want what you're doing. You look at what's happening, not just in the United States, but around the world, where inflation and energy prices and food prices and all these things are making the basic survival of families and people nigh impossible and ever more so. The World Economic Forum-controlled Netherlands, which is why this has happened to me, run by this WEF agent called... Mark Rutter, the Prime Minister, remember, he's the one that's targeting hundreds and hundreds of Dutch farmers to destroy their ability
to produce.
Hold on,
Dave, we got to go to break, but because I want to get to Elon Musk at the bottom of the hour. Next segment, let's get into your new Prime Minister tied into the carbon taxes, WEF. Let's get into the Netherlands, how they put their operatives everywhere, and now there's a big awakening to that and major political opposition to it. But that's a very important point. Shut down the farms. When the Netherlands is, what, the fourth biggest producer of food in the world, well, they want to starve people to death. David Icke. David Icke's our guest. DavidIcke.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the American people attempt to wrest control of their country from the WF and the New World Order. And national polls show close to half the Americans know there's a New World Order and it's their enemy. Soon it'll be 78%. Make no mistake, we're winning, but the enemy's going to double down. David Icke, listed last week as a terrorist in the EU for calling for peace and justice, joins us exclusively, and we're very honored to have him. David, you were getting into the Netherlands and their war on farmers, their war on food production, what that means for the world, and this depopulation agenda, and then your new prime minister. They already had one for a few months, shuffled her around. Now they've got another one. This guy's a total globalist, calling for SEGs, carbon taxes, just absolute nightmare. Talk about the WEF, and how which is really run by the Bilderberg Group. Now they put these puppets in. As Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate the cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening is, you know, I've come on this show, Alex, with you so many times over the decades, and we've talked about how a few people are controlling the direction of human society. And the closer they come to their end goal, the more they have to put themselves on public display. And the World Economic Forum, I mean, if anyone looks at that, I was reading the other day, oh, no, the World Economic Forum, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, really? So you have young leader schools run by that forum and that guy, Klaus Schwab, and they just happen to turn up in positions of power all over the world, like Trudeau and Ardern in New Zealand and Macron in France, and on it goes.
And then the WEF brags that they control everything, and then you get banned from Europe for saying it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, talk about on public display. And in the Netherlands, this guy, Mark Rutte, is a total agent for the World Economic Forum. In Britain now, we have another in Rishi Sunak, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, a guy called Jeremy Hunt, is the same. And they are going to push this World Economic Forum agenda, the Great Reset, in Britain at a very fast pace now, as these other clones around the world are doing. And so you look at the people that run the so-called individual countries, and as you know, I was saying in a speech online to people in the Netherlands over the weekend, these people like Rutte and Trudeau and Macron, they're not your prime minister or president. They're not. They're agents of this central cabal, and they therefore represent the interests and the agenda of that cabal, which is why they do so many things constantly that are against the interests of the people of the country. That's why they do it. Oh, well, why are they doing that? Why is this guy Rutte trying to destroy hundreds and hundreds of Dutch farmers? I mean, why would he do that? It makes no sense. Well, it does when you realize he's not the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. He's the agent in the Netherlands for the World Economic Forum. So that's why he's doing it. World Economic Forum wants to destroy farming. Then he destroys farming. And when the penny drops that these leaders, we've got now, as I say, Sunak in Britain, and in the wings is a guy called Keir Starmer, leader of the Labour Party. If he gets in, and there is a chance at some point, then he'll turn Britain into what the Democrats have turned America into. Because the Democrats are totally controlled by this cult, and that's why they have devastated, destroyed America. That's why they've opened the southern border. That's because they want to change the demographic of America as they're changing the demographic of Europe. That's why they have targeted fossil fuels to destroy access to energy and push the price up massively of what you do have access to. It's about dismantling Western society, well, global society too, but Western society.
And by the way, we've got all the energy heads in Europe, the EU, the UK, everywhere, the US saying we're involved in the transition, but they're not even giving us something to transition to. So what's the end game of their collapse of civilization, and how is it going for them?
Well, the point being that if you want to introduce a totally different system in the world, you've got to dismantle and destroy the one that went before. I call it creative destruction. You have a status quo, and then you destroy that status quo and create another. That's what happened with the First World War, for instance. Then you had the Second World War, and the status quo changed again, and you had all these global institutions like the IMF, the World Bank, the Bretton Woods Agreement, and all that stuff. And you go on destroying status quos. 9/11 massively destroyed a status quo in America. All going forward towards what is called this Great Reset, which is basically, well, not basically, it's a global centralized tyranny in which the entirety of humankind will be connected to an AI, artificial intelligence system, which will do all their thinking for them. They won't have to manipulate information any longer once that happens, because people's perceptions will come direct through AI. And this is what's unfolding in front of our eyes while people are watching the sport or campaigning to stop me having any platform to speak. And it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. What do you make of the new UK Prime Minister?
The level of moron it takes not to see it now is absolutely extraordinary. And you can only say they have to be, and they are, under a form of mass mind control and mass psychosis. It's the only way of explaining it. When it's here in your face and you can't see it, then you're obviously not in control of your own mind in any way, shape, or form.
David, I want to talk Elon Musk next segment, but just briefly, the new UK Prime Minister, what do you make of him?
Oh, he's an absolute gopher for this agenda. You go into his family through his wife, and you go into the very companies, I think they call it Infosys, which are providing the very technology for this social credit system. He's into it up to his neck. That's why they've managed to manipulate him in there through a number of others, another Johnson and then this Liz Truss lady that stayed around for 5 minutes. That's what they're doing. They get their people and they put them in positions of power. What we have, Alex, now in Britain is Rishi Sunak, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer that devastated the British economy when he was the Chancellor through the COVID era. And now he's saying we've got to have pain and cutbacks and tax increases and cutting benefits of various kinds because we've got a massive economic problem. Yes, which you bloody cause, mate. This is what they do. They create the problem and then somehow they put themselves forward as the person to solve the problem that they've created. Exactly how this system
perfect
works.
Perfect example is the UN world lockdowns, hundreds of millions starving to death, and then they say there's a global starvation problem. David Icke, DavidIcke.com, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread those links. When we come back, you've got a lot to say about Elon Musk, and so we're going to be going over all that with David Icke straight ahead. Because he's sold as the savior, but what's really going on with Elon Musk, we'll discuss it on the other side. Stay with us.
The Globe.
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be live past midnight tonight, and next hour, I am going to massively drill into the huge developments and evidence of deep state election fraud that is taking place And then again, we're going to have a whole bunch of other big guests tonight. You don't want to miss this broadcast. But David Icke is our guest. David, you've been a big critic of Elon Musk, and I want to hope and believe he's a good guy. That he balance out some of the bad things he's done and the good things, it's pretty much a wash in my view. But definitely he's promoting globalism in many ways. And now that he's taken over Twitter, I'll give him some time. But you've got some Twitter news on that front. You put a meme out last week. Cult-owned Elon Musk is free speech hero. Some questions. You say, the cult of driverless vehicle agenda. The cult of 5G, 6G, 7G from space, smart grid. The Neuralink brain chips with AI to control our minds. Why would cult-owned Twitter sell to Musk? Well, they acted like they fought it. But what is your view? Is he New World Order 2.0, more sophisticated, acts like he's our friend, but he isn't? What do you think is really going on with Elon Musk?
I wouldn't trust him to tell by the time in a room full of clocks, mate. His grandfather was the head of the technocracy movement and the technocracy party in America, in Canada, rather, in the 1930s. Just as, you know, Bezos was connected with his grandfather to the forerunner of DARPA. I mean, these people don't get to their billionaire status by accident. They get there because of what they're doing. And those examples I gave you, I mean, it's quite simple. It's never mind this. I'm not interested in what you're saying, mate. I'm interested in what you're doing. By their actions, shall you see them? And you look at the Tesla agenda, electric cars, driverless cars. That's absolutely straight off the script of the cult, because a driverless car is not taken to its destination by you. If it's the wrong destination, you're not going there, because the computer is going to decide where you can and cannot go. And you cannot have driverless cars with petrol engines and diesel engines. It's got to be electrical, and that's so he's pushing that agenda. Then he's putting up these low orbit satellites in vast and increasing numbers to fire 5G, etc. at the Earth, and that's to create every inch of the planet being hit by what they call the cloud, and it's the cloud that people are supposed to be connected to, not least by the nanotechnology self-replicating in the body of those who've been fake vaccinated. So he's pushing that agenda of the driverless cars. He's fronting up the agenda for the smart grid, the cloud, without which it wouldn't be possible. You can't cover the whole Earth with 5G towers, but you can from space. And then he's talking about, oh, yeah, well, AI could be the end of humanity. Yes, mate. Yes, it could. So why are you starting a company called Neuralink to connect computers to the human brain? Why are you doing that? I've been pointing out for decades that the agenda is to move people into tiny, tiny micro houses, micro homes, out of where the way we live now. And he's pushing micro homes and producing micro homes. Everywhere you look with Musk, you're looking at the script of this global cult. And so when he's talking about free speech and he's going to take over Twitter and he's going to do this, that, the other, I don't believe it. It's all that again. You know, when he took over, my son Gareth was told, well, you know, first of all, you need to ask them to reinstate your dad's account, which was taken down in 2020. But that's going to take a while. So the best thing to do is just to start a new account. So he did, David Icke Official. It lasted 12 hours and it was down. And we heard today, a few hours ago, that Twitter have said that they are not going to reinstate my account that was taken down in 2020 because I breached their rules as a result of questioning the whole COVID hoax. So I'm not going back on Twitter. And anyone else who's saying anything, I mean let's just take a calm look at this. Twitter was owned by the cultists. And that's why Twitter has been such a dramatic censor of information that is challenging the cult agenda. So why would they, not only why would they sell to Elon Musk, why would they threaten to go to court to make him buy it when he was apparently going, oh, I'm not so sure now with the bots and stuff? Why? Does a cult-owned organization, are they going to, that's censoring on behalf of the cult, are they going to say, oh, we're going to sell it to someone who will put free speech back? Is anyone having a laugh? And the other kind of backstory.
No, I agree, and I'm not defending it, but remember, he said we shouldn't get rid of humans. We need to have a higher birth rate. He said, "Don't take the." He said he's not going to take the COVID shot. He doesn't trust it. He does all that stuff.
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in action, and that's what I look at him about. Anyone can say that, but actually playing it out.
No, I hear you. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I know you are. But the thing about Musk is that he's pushing the agenda on every level, but we're asked to believe that when it comes to free speech disruption, which is the very foundation of how this agenda is coming in, so it can't be exposed, that he's going to take a totally different
track. So let me ask this question. Whereas the globalist average people just say, screw you, we're taking your rights, we're kill everybody, world government, why is he acting like he's against it?
Well, if you want to control a game, then and you want to know what the outcome's going to be, what the score's going to be before the first ball is
hit. You're saying he's being set up as loyal opposition.
It's no good. I don't think he's being set up. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. You have to control not one side of the game.
I don't think he's being set up. I mean, they're setting him up as the loyal opposition.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. You know, the free speech friend. Well, he's not my free speech friend, obviously. But the other thing, the other backstop that they have, you see, because the cult owns governments and the European Union is already kicking off, they are pushing back against Twitter and saying, oh, no, you can't do this. You're not going to be allowed to do this. The people aren't going to be allowed to do that. So he's got that backstop to say, well, I really wanted free speech, but of course, I can't now because of what governments and what have you are doing. I mean, he's got ways of explaining it away, but he's not got ways of explaining away the fact that he's stopping people questioning the whole.
He's kind of the next level of the New World Order, where he acts like he's our friend, but he isn't.
Yeah, well, you know my views on Donald Trump. I mean, I think what Donald Trump said recently when he called DeSantis de sanctimonious was an absolute bloody disgrace. We're supposed to be coming together in supporting each other. You know, it's not about you, Mr. Trump. It's not about your power and your ego. It's about bringing this down. And DeSantis did not trigger or support and promote Operation Warp Speed that has killed so many people with a fake vaccine and destroyed the health of even more. He was pushing back on lockdown. He's pushing back on the
sexual... I'm not saying DeSantis is perfect, but I want to talk about him when you come back. It's true. The talking point is that DeSantis is Skull and Bones. We looked it up. He's not a Skull and Bones member that's being put out. It's not true. David Icke, stay there. We'll talk about Trump. You read my mind. I was about to say, what about Trump? And you said Trump. That is wild. So we're definitely synced up. David Icke, stay right there. And then we got all the election news, a bunch of stuff's built up here, a bunch of video clips, and so much more. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Track record. Well, there are good people on this planet. There's not just evil, so we shouldn't give up hope. But it's the individual action that really changes the world. But I was literally, we didn't talk before the broadcast, but asking David on for weeks before he even got listed as a terrorist by the EU, and then he agreed last week to come on today. I was literally about to say Trump versus DeSantis. He goes, let's take Trump and DeSantis out of 1,000 topics. He went right there. So I'm not naive, but I hear this thing. Oh, DeSantis is Skull and Bones. But looked it up, wasn't Skull and Bones. It's not true. Not saying DeSantis is perfect. I'm not naive. But yeah, Trump, like, oh, the sanctimonious over there. I'm not wedded to Trump. I'm not in the Trump cult. I think Trump did some good things. I don't think he's working for him, but I think he's very egotistical and can be manipulated. So I want David Icke's take on Ron DeSantis versus Donald Trump and where you see this going.
Well, I mean, I've been less than a Trump fan since he was running for office. You know, when he was being promoted as the maverick president, well, he started off with the best part of 20 candidates against him to win the Republican nomination. And we were told that he was not wanted by the Republican Party and that he was a maverick and an outsider and all that. Well, you look at his background, he's not an outsider. But he got the nomination. And when he got the nomination, I thought this guy's going to win. Because at the same time, you had WikiLeaks revealing documents and emails that showed that the Democratic Party was stitching it up for Hillary Clinton and making sure that she was going to be the candidate and the rest were not going to make it. And so if they could do it, and they did quite clearly, then the Republican Party could have done it if they really wanted to stop Trump. There would be many ways they could have stopped Trump, but they didn't. And he got in, and he's been used and was used to divide America. I'm not saying he knows that, but that he's been used to divide America. And so you've got this real division now between anti-Trump and pro-Trump. And I look and, you know, I keep saying about, you know, by their actions shall they, you know, them. It was blatantly obvious to anyone looking on that this fake vaccine was going to be a bioweapon. Obvious that it was going to be devastating in terms of fatality and health, exactly what it's become. And so we had Operation Warp Speed, which Trump promoted and he's still saying get vaccinated, the last I heard him, despite the figures and the data for the deaths and the destroyed health that we've seen. So I look at that and I think, well, either he knows what he's doing or he doesn't know what he's doing. Either way, I don't want him as president personally because I think we can do better. And then I looked at Ron DeSantis. And like I said earlier, you look at what he does. He has. He was the one that kept Florida open as one of the most open states in America during the COVID fascist lockdowns. He has pushed back on mandates for the fake vaccine. He's said through his medical team that children, etc., shouldn't have this vaccine, etc. And he's pushed back and invoked laws to stop the sexualization of children and the gender activist programming of children and the mutilation of and sterilization of children in the name of transgender. He's done all this. He's not talked about it. He's done it. He highlighted the southern border and the abomination that's
happening. The illegals in Martha's Vineyard. And, I mean, I agree that DeSantis, if you look at a report card, is doing way better than Trump. Sorry, go ahead.
This is a guy who does things, and I don't know his total background or anything like that, but I'm just looking on, and I'm thinking, Trump talks, DeSantis does, and therefore I know who I prefer to be president of the United States, because if the Democrats, completely cult-owned, the point being, though, that America is a one-party state, just like Britain is, but there are elements within the Republican Party, especially new people coming in tonight, hopefully to get elected. I think Carrie Lake in Arizona is a breath of fresh air in so many ways.
Exactly, their beachhead. So let me ask this: we have 5 minutes the next hour, but if you can do it. But let me ask you this now, with 6 minutes to break. When I look at China, with half their country under lockdown for 2.5 years, something like 400 million under lockdown, they're building these giant camps everywhere, putting everybody in them. They're building other similar UN-directed camps all over the Western world. And I looked at that last night, and I said, what are they planning? What do they know is coming? Then I read the comments. Almost every comment is, what does China know is coming? I'm not saying they're trying to protect the people. I'm not saying the Chinese communists are good. But is something about to metamorphosize out of the virus, or is something even bigger about to come? I mean, what is China spending trillions on? Is it slave training to lock them down? Gut level, David Icke, or at a discernment level, what is going on?
Well, I mean, I've been saying for so long, decades, if you want to see the what's planned for the West tomorrow, look at China today. What's happened with the Mao Revolution, which is, I say, was a cult revolution, and the reason for it was to create a
David Rockefeller said the CIA ran it. It's all been it. It's 100% globalist.
Yeah, so China was, the Chinese Revolution with Mao, was to create a society, a controlled society, within which you could incubate a system of total human mass control, which when it's perfected and incubated, you then play out across the world. So if you look at what's happening or has happened since the COVID hoax, as I would suggest, the West has become more, and indeed the rest of the world too, but particularly the West, more and more and more like China. And that's because the Chinese perfected, incubated system of control, not least using AI for real-time surveillance, is coming westward. So anything they're doing now in China, the reason to watch it like a hawk is because whatever's happening there is planned here. So China today, the West tomorrow, they're perfecting this system. So people, those with vibrating jelly-like backbones that can see that it's not what they want, but they're terrified of actually doing anything about it. If you think it's bad now, look at China now and where that's going, because that's come in here if you go on refusing to stand up and be counted.
David, what else? You imparted a lot of really hardcore knowledge today. What else do you want to get across to people?
Well, you know, I keep coming back to this theme that I've been going on about all these years. We're just about to pass 8 billion people. A few cannot control them without the acquiescence and the way that the people just do what they're told.
And the power structure is scared of you and myself and a few others, which means we're the antidote.
Yeah, but look at it, people. You know, you're frightened to take this on. Well, look at how frightened this system is of these individuals who do take it on and do communicate what they don't want to hear. Just think what it would be like if more and more of the rest of the population started doing the same and saying, we're not having it, we're not cooperating, no, we're not doing what you say, anything you're telling us to do, which is about enslaving us and further destroying what's left of freedom, we're not cooperating. You're not going to enslave our kids for the rest of their lives and our grandkids. You're not going to do it. We're not going to have it. And if people in enough numbers just did that, the game would be over. The game is played in the human mind. That's why everything's about psychological manipulation. We take our minds back, we take our backbones back, and we say we're not having it, and it's over. Even at this stage, it's over.
All right, David, stay there. Do 5 more minutes, back in 2 minutes. I want to talk about false flags, what the globalists have up their sleeve as tricks as humanity awakens. Then you're going to leave us. Then we're going to hit the latest election fraud news that's breaking. We'll be right through midnight tonight with live coverage. We'll have more and more as the evening goes on for you, obviously. We've got already have a lot. We have a member of the Australian Parliament on the massive stillbirths that are happening, and it's happening everywhere. That's coming up next hour, back in 2 months with the conclusion of David Icke.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.